Welcome to Inspiration's Beauty Show. This podcast is not only to inspire you to achieve the skin of your dreams, but it's to teach you on how to care for your skin to get your dream skin a reality. Learn with me as I combine my inspirational and spiritual side along with my skin enthusiast and professional and educated mind. I'm your host, Danielle Cerrone, self-made skincare practitioner, certified esthetician, business owner, beauty blogger, and now Inspiration's Beauty Show host. My intentions through this outlet is to educate you so that you know everything there is to know about skin and how to care for it. Not only will this podcast help spruce up your skincare routine and uncomplicate the beauty industry, but I'm here to help create you be your own skin master. Each episode will cover a topic to bring you closer to that master status. And the best thing is that this industry is always growing, so we will be learning a lot together. So are you ready? Let's go, Inspirational Beauties. It's learning time.
Welcome back to Inspiration's Beauty Show. Alicia here today. This is my very first solo episode. I am new to podcasting, so please be kind. Today, I will be doing a guided meditation on self-acceptance and self-love. I'm also going to talk a little bit about skin anxiety, what it looks like, what it is. Maybe you can identify if you resonate with the characteristics or not. If you are new to meditation, have no fear. This is my first guided meditation, so we will be figuring it out together. I invite you to enjoy this meditation in whatever way serves you best, whether that's tuning in while you go for a walk in nature, while you're driving, maybe you're finding a comfortable seat, maybe you're laying in bed. Whatever serves you is totally fine with me. We'll begin with discussing skin anxiety. What is skin anxiety? Skin anxiety is the feeling of anxiousness around skin. This can look like having a difficult or unhealthy relationship with mirrors. This could be obsessively checking your skin in the mirror multiple times a day. Could be avoiding the mirror 90% of the time. This could also be considering or actually canceling plans due to the condition of the skin. Sometimes this could be a very normal feeling when a new blemish or two surfaces on the skin. This becomes unhealthy when it's a weekly basis. Picking and popping the skin is also a symptom of skin anxiety. Those who struggle with skin anxiety tend to pick and pop more aggressively or frequently than the average person. Having an unhealthy relationship with food. For someone like myself, I do choose to eat for skin health, but I am including things in my diet that are proven to help heal and protect the skin. An unhealthy relationship with food would look like somebody who chooses not to eat many foods in their regular diet in fear of potentially causing a breakout. There are foods that do cause breakouts for acne-prone skin types. It becomes unhealthy when there is not many foods you are consuming in your day-to-day lifestyle. Another example is spending more than 20 minutes a day thinking about skin. As a skin professionalist, I do think about skin more than 20 minutes a day. Even my own. But not in an unhealthy way. If you are fixating on adding a new product daily to hopefully reduce blemishes, if you are thinking about the condition of your skin constantly, all day long, if it is bringing you stress and anxiety, it is not healthy. Some ways to heal from skin anxiety. Meditation. Well, if you're here for the guided meditation, congratulations. Affirmations and meditation are great tools in reprogramming the way that you think and feel about your skin and yourself. Journaling is also a great way to identify your feelings, process, and begin to heal. Education, learning about the skin. Your skin is the largest organ in the body. Understanding how it functions can really help understand why you might have blemishes. Learning your own personal skin. Everyone's skin reacts differently to products, to foods, to environmental stressors, to your own stress. Learning and being able to identify where your triggers lie will help you to understand why you might have had a new blemish surface or why your skin is feeling irritated, and kind of give you that little bit of ease, peace of mind in the knowing. The reason I wanted to talk about skin anxiety today is because I really wanted to stress how important your relationship with yourself truly is, how you speak to yourself really impacts your happiness, your stress levels, your confidence. I'd like to invite you to join me in this guided meditation. We'll begin by taking a deep breath in, pausing at the top, and exhaling. These will be the deepest breaths that you probably take in a day. I really want you to focus on your breath. When you inhale, fill all the way up completely to the bottom of your belly. Pause at the top. Be still. And then exhale all the air within you. Breath is very important to allow the body to enter that rest and digest state where you can be present, still, can show up for yourself, When you inhale, you can think of something positive you want to hold on to. When you exhale, you might think of something you would like to let go of. For example, you could inhale love and exhale anger. You could inhale joy and exhale resentment. This is a safe space for you to show up authentically for yourself. I am safe, and my mind is calm. I am here to serve my highest good. I am open and willing to accept all kinds of love. It is safe for me to give love and to be loved. Love lives within me. I am deserving of love. My skin does not define me. My skin protects my body. I choose to see my skin with love. My skin is healthy and healing. I add value to the world. I am confident. I am comfortable in my skin. I am grateful for my skin. Positive thoughts will heal my skin. My skin is glowing and radiant. I am beautiful on the inside and out. I am a unique individual. My presence is valued by my peers. I do not need makeup to feel beautiful. Popping and picking my skin does not serve me. I love my skin. I attract love. I have the power to change the way I view myself and the world. Each day is a gift. My skin is beautiful. I am beautiful. I prioritize taking care of my body, my mind, and my skin. I choose to see myself with light and grace. I am valuable. I love myself first. I am setting Healthy boundaries. I deserve to live a happy life. I am important. Take a moment. Sit with whatever is coming up for you right now. Let any positive feelings sink in. Feel them to their deepest desires. Acknowledge any negative thoughts. Understand that they may be outlining something that needs your attention. Let yourself know that you hear them. Understand why they might be coming up for you. And then let them go. Take a moment to thank yourself, to be proud of yourself for showing up today, for taking a moment to celebrate you, to be present, to practice self-love and acceptance. I would like to thank you for showing up today, for listening, for being here. If you like to journal, or even if you've never journaled before, now would be a really good time to reflect on anything that came up for you today. And we'll see you next time, all you inspirational beings. Stay internally and externally beautiful.